Road men, today I want to talk to you about why traditional cycling coaching is dead and your Zwift or trainer road training plan is completely pointless. Let's cue that intro. The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast. Roadman, welcome back, and this is an important podcast. I want to talk to you today about why traditional coaching is dead, Zwift, trainer road, why none of these things get us the results we wanted. And I've been sitting long and hard over the last few weeks, and we all know lockdown times, there's a little less going on, so it focuses the mind. And I've had some time to sit with this question because I'm looking at so many friends, and they're doing Zwift training plans, they're doing trainer road training plans, and this has been going on for months now, but they're not getting any better. They got better up to a point, and then they progressed, and none of them are hitting their desired outcome. And it got me thinking, and today I want to give you the reason why they're broken and the solution. So this is going to be a short Roadman Bites podcast, but a really action-packed one that hits a punch, and hopefully it's going to resonate with a lot of you guys. Before I jump in and reveal the eternal truth, which will define the future of coaching, let me mention about Patreon. We've all seen good businesses go bust, go under, never to return because of this pandemic. And we realize how temporary or transient small businesses are. They're not going to be around forever. I had the A1 show back in the day, thousands of people tuning in every week to listen to the ramblings of myself and co-host Aaron Bogle. Ultimately, it died because we failed to monetize it. This time around, I'm not going to make that mistake. The Roadman Podcast, it's on the up and up and up, but the only reason it's able to step up, it's you guys. So if you're getting some value out of this, if you're getting some entertainment, if you're enjoying the conversations, if you're enjoying the learnings, I'd ask you to make a small contribution to the future of the podcast. The small contribution goes in the form of a Patreon donation. So if you give me the price of a beer once a month over on patreon.com/Anthony_Walsh, I'm going to keep bringing you this content day after day, week after week, hopefully month after month. The link is down below and I really, really appreciate it. I promise you, it'll put a smile on my face. Okay. This was a big aha moment for me. Have you ever just been sitting with some difficult concepts and then you take some time away from it and then you have that moment where some people refer to it as the penny dropped, others refer to it as a moment of clarity. I just call it an aha moment. So there's some things like the idea that we need to work 40 hours a week, or the idea that maybe you have a New Year resolution that's sort of a self-imposed constraint, like I'm going to read 1 hour a day. Like, these things are bullshit because they're not real. They're arbitrary figures and we're all looking for an outcome there. Like, I've stared at a computer all day long and I've accomplished absolutely zero, squat, nil, like two lines of words. Likewise, I've stared at a page all day and I've taken absolutely nothing in. Similarly, you can ride your bike, a Zwift plan, a trainer road plan, or outdoors. You can ride every single day of the week and not get any fitter. See, rarely are we doing any of these things, staring at the computer, reading the book, or riding our bike. Rarely are we doing any of them just for the sake of doing it, to pass time because we're bored. Most of us, we're doing it for a result. In the work example, we're doing it maybe to generate a number of sales. With the book example, we're doing it maybe to learn a concept. On the bike, we're doing it to achieve our cycling goal, to get faster, to lose weight. You know, your cycling goal could be different to mine, but we're all doing it to hit that goal. How we arrive at this goal, and this is the aha moment, it's not just one action like training. It's the result of a framework. Now, let me explain what I mean by this. There's a brilliant book and it's called The Checklist Manifesto, and it talks about how you can break down even the most complicated processes of the world into a checklist, a number of action items. And in some areas we call this a framework. What is our framework? So to pose this as a question for us as cyclists, what is our framework for achieving our cycling goals, for going faster on the bike, for getting to our ideal body weight? So no matter what profession it is, we all have a framework. When I was a lawyer, if it's a bail application, I have a framework for doing a bail application. If you go into the dentist to get braces, he has a framework for doing this, a step-by-step process. Chef is a great example. if a chef wants to make a quiche, he has a framework, a step-by-step recipe he follows, and that's his framework. Athletes, they're the exact same way. And this is why I think Zwift is dead. Coaching, traditional coaching, is dead. Your trainer roads are dead, because they're only a single step in this framework. If the result we want is to smash our cycling goals, think about this framework. The framework, it's training on the bike. It's one part of the framework. It's training off the bike. That's the second part of the framework. That's our stretching, our S&C, our core work. The next part of this framework, it's nutrition. You need to eat in a way that complements the training you're doing. And the next part of this, it's biohacking. Because we can't just pile stress on. We're just creating cortisol, creating cortisol, creating cortisol. And if you have any sort of life outside this, if you're not a full-time athlete, you can't just keep piling stress on without stress mitigation habits, like meditation, like cold therapies, and using a sequence of these. So you see, just in the same way that a chef that's making a quiche, he can't just crack an egg and think that's the entire quiche made. It's not. You're just left with eggs sitting in a cup. There's an entire recipe he has to follow. If you're looking to achieve your cycling goals, to go faster on the bike, you can't just do on the bike training and think that's it. It's only step one in the framework. This is just like calling a builder in to build a house for you, and the builder comes in and he just bangs up the brickwork, and you're sitting there, you're wondering why it's so cold. Well, because you've had no roof on the house. You're wondering why you've had no electricity, because you never had the electrician in. You've skipped vital parts in the framework, and this is what's happening. This is what's happening with Zwift. This is what's happening with Trainer Road. And this is what's happening with traditional coaching plans. I searched around the internet, and I'm looking at even the most expensive coaches out there. There's no framework. That's why nobody's getting results. And that's why we're absolutely crushing it. That's why when our clients are coming in the door, they're coming out as transformed athletes, because it's an entire framework of training, of biohacks, nutrition, strength and conditioning. Boom, game, set, match. That was the epiphany I had. And it's something that I feel is going to completely change the way we market coaching at Roadman, and the way, because it's a way we've been delivering coaching for a long time in a holistic sense, but I feel like it's going to change the way we're marketing coaching. Because once you understand this concept of this is only one step in the framework, you realize just how obsolete Zwift is, how obsolete Trainer Road is, and how it can't deliver you to the place you want to go, your result. Roadman, that was my aha moment. If you would like to work with us, visit roadmancycling.com and you can fill in the form, you can contact us over there, and you will benefit from the full framework and not just one piece in that framework. Roadmen, thanks for listening, and I'm going to chat to you again tomorrow. Hey everybody, it's Anthony again. Really quick, I want to invite you to join arguably the best thing I've ever put out inside the Roadman community. It's a challenge. It's a challenge called the 14-Day Kickstart Challenge. So regardless of where your fitness is at right now, this is going to be the catalyst for making you faster and making you leaner. I've created this challenge to take the guesswork out of everything. It's 14 days of training plans, regardless of what your level is. There's masters, beginner, advanced. There's meal plans, shopping list, and even a video course holding your hand and talking you through it all. So what I recommend you do right now is just stop everything, press pause on this audio, and go to roadmancycling.com/14-day, or check out the link in the bio. That's roadmancycling.com/14-day.